So who would you like us to depict first? The greedy and avaricious? What is more shameless than their eyes? What is more brazen, more similar to a ravenous dog? For no dog guards his turf with as much impudent defiance as he when he is seizing all men's possessions. What is more defiled than those hands? What is more reckless than that mouth, gulping everything down and never satisfied? Don't look at their face and eyes as if they were human. Such stares are not typical of human eyes. He doesn't see men as men. He doesn't even see the sky as the sky. He doesn't even look up to the Lord. All he sees is money. Human eyes are supposed to sympathize when they witness impoverished, suffering people. But the eyes of the avaricious at the sight of the poor glower like wild beasts. Human eyes do not look at other people's possessions as if they were their own, but rather view their own belongings as if they belong to others. They don't covet what others have, but rather generously give to others their excess. But these people aren't satisfied unless they own everything. They are driven by avarice, behaving more like wild beasts than humans. Humans can't bear to see their own bodies deprived of clothes, but these people wouldn't stop until they take everything from everyone. So their greed is not just beastly, it's even more savage and cruel. Even bears and wolves stop consuming when they are full, but these people are never satisfied. We were given hands to help others, not to plot against them. If we were to use our hands to harm others, we would be better off without them. It's heartrending to see a wild animal maul a sheep. But to do this to your fellow human, don't you think that's infinitely more horrific? How can you still be a man? Isn't it true that we deem an act as human when it shows compassion and kindness? Conversely, we call an act inhumane when it's cruel or barbaric. The very essence of being human is to show mercy. We describe a man acting violently as a beast or a dog. So humans are meant to alleviate poverty, not exacerbate it. A greedy person's mouth is more lethal than a wild beast's mouth. Their words spew toxicity, deadlier than a beast's fangs. If we were to examine every detail, we would clearly see how inhumanity transforms those who indulge in it from humans into beasts.